The new president of Shining Hope in Tampa was having trouble even pretending to pay attention to the meeting in the conference room. The vice president of human resources was now droning on about the generous severance offer that was being extended to the affected employees in the exciting new direction that the hospital was taking. He helped formulate the package, but did not remember the details. "Not that I really care," he thought. His mind was still on the night before at Tropical Garden of Tampa Gentlemen's Club. Although the new president of Shining Hope in Tampa did not realize it at the time, getting slightly drunk and somewhat loud, disparaging all the people that were helping to fund your charity and the newly upscale lifestyle that it afforded you, was not a good idea. In fact, it was a very bad idea to disparage the dedicated dumbass employees and the gullible mark donors, especially those donors from that family fellowship of dedicated dumbass patsies that had given over $1 million in the last year. In fact, it would turn out to be the worst decision of his life. The high-definition, wide-angle camera and the omnidirectional digital microphone hidden in the light fixture right above the table captured every word. And as all of them would soon learn, some people could not be ripped off without serious consequences. Deadly consequences. With the exit meeting finally over, the president of Shining Hope in Tampa headed to the restroom. The meeting ran longer than he anticipated. A couple of these stooges even had the audacity to question the decision to close their hospital and eliminate their jobs. Who do these insignificant little nobodies think they are anyway? As he approached the men's room door, he caught sight of one of them. At least he thought it was. She was wearing those stupid scrubs they all wore, black pants with a top that had some inane print pattern on it, like balloons or clowns or teddy bears. The one he saw now was teddy bears. Whatever, he thought. Stupid clothes for stupid, insignificant people. He was not about to make eye contact with her or acknowledge her. Why should he? She was nobody. Nobody and nothing. Just a nurse, probably. And an unemployed nurse at that. As he reached the door and pulled it open, he felt a brief pain in his lower left butt cheek. What was that? It felt like a no-see-um, those summer pests that hung around oleander trees. Despite being difficult or nearly impossible to see, they could bite you and cause noticeable momentary discomfort. But how did it bite him literally on the butt, he wondered. It must have gotten into his clothes somehow. Inside the restroom door, he thought about the night before at the Tropical Garden of Tampa. The drinks, the food, the servers in their grass skirts, the mermaid with the auburn hair and alabaster white skin, the tall, blonde, big-breasted Nordic bartender with the gap between her front teeth who smiled and waved at him. Heading straight for the urinals, he stepped up to one and unzipped. He suddenly felt flushed and shaky, then his knees gave way. He fell to the floor, striking his prominent chin first on top of the royal flush valve and then on the leading edge of the urinal. He tasted blood, but that was the least of his problems. He tried to call out, but was unable to make a sound. What is happening? What is wrong? Help me, I can't breathe! Lisa, wait up, Ashley Rice called out. Girl, you charged out of there like the building was on fire. Sorry, Lisa said in the way of apology. I just had to get away from this place. Sure, that's completely understandable, Ashley said, matching Lisa's strides on the way to the parking lot. Listen, Janet is sending out a group text to all of us to meet at IHOP, Southdale Maybury, for brunch. You know, some comfort food. What do you say? Come join us. We can all benefit from one another's company. Brunch sounds great, Lisa said, turning to face her friend of 10 years. Comfort food sounds great. We could all use some comfort.
Help. I can't breathe. Get